The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCore Connect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Well, hey, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, Senior Editor at MGMA, host of the MGMA Podcast Network. We're back for another week in review. It'll be our last one of the year. We've got editor and writer Colleen Luckett with us again. Colleen, welcome to the last week in review of 2023.
Hooray! Thank you, Daniel. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Now, you and I just, we were talking offline and we went, my gosh, why weren't we recording this? Because we were talking about our holiday plan. So we'll hopefully not bore y'all with that for a minute, because Colleen in particular has some really awesome news. So share kind of a holiday story that you were just sharing with me here, if you would like to.
Well, we have a new furry addition to our family. Our little family. We just got a little kitty cat. We've named her Beatrix. She was kind of a rescue, I guess. She was she was obviously someone's cat before, but she had adopted a backyard of this family and they couldn't take her in. So we said, hey, we're ready. And she's done really well. She's happy and purring and just exploring all over the house and doing really well. So we're excited about that. It's our little Christmas meowicle, as we said, which is really
Gosh. All right. I love it. It was even better the second time I heard it.
It's a good gift to ourselves. Yeah. Right. Thanks for that. Other than that, we're just visiting family, my in-laws on Christmas Eve, and my family's in the Springs and Colorado Springs, and we're just heading down there for a couple days. So how about you, Daniel? What's going on for your holidays?
Yeah. So one, I this is not what I'm doing, but I really want Beatrix to show up and Zoom bomb us at some point. If not this one, then maybe in the new year, because love cats. I'm in a different room than I usually record, but my cat that we've had for 13 years, she usually will find her way into my lap and sometimes bite me during an interview. So
I have seen her tail. And
yes, she's always making her presence known. So for us, our daughter's a sophomore in college and she gets in later this evening, I think 5 or 6 o'clock. So we're super excited about that to go pick her up at the airport here in Denver and then we'll just hang out. So we're super excited about that. Yeah, we'll have her here for, I think, almost a week. So six days or so. Nice. So that'll be really cool. And then she has to go back to California. But just to have her for even a minute is worth it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I hope she has maybe we're having a white Christmas here in Colorado for her.
Oh.
I don't know.
Looked. Is that in the forecast?
It is, but you know how it goes.
For sure. All right. See. Well, we hope all of you listening, whatever celebration you celebrate, I hope you have an amazing holiday season. I know it can be a great time of celebration. It can also be a time for stress for people as well. So hoping you have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll be thinking about y'all. So enough about that. We will get to the news and then we'll sign off, and this will be our last one. We're going to give it a break next week as Colleen and I are both on vacation next week. Hope you get some time off as well out there. So with that said, Colleen, what is going on content-wise? What's happening?
Last week, I mentioned that our 2024 Medicare physician fee schedule resource would be updated with the latest conversion. Well, that has been updated as of this past Tuesday, and it's based on the 2024 version A data released by CMS. So that is available. Please check that out. And then also, just this week, we uploaded the 2022 to 2024 work RVU variance calculator. It's based on the CPT code and volume for an individual provider or a combined group of providers. So hopefully we've got you covered there. Be sure to check out those two resources. Just head on over to Member Tools and Checklists Our page is at www.mgma.com/member-tools, and you'll see all the latest information there and our latest toolkit. And of course, these are member-only resources, so get thee to the MGMA membership webpage and hook yourself up. You might be missing out on some really valuable resources that could save you time and money.
Yeah, I'll make a brief comment on that. So I know that if y'all also listen to the Ask MGMA podcast, we had Christy Good, our senior advisor, on earlier this week. And she actually, Colleen, she broke down a lot of those member tools. And
oh, great.
So she went into deep detail on many of those. And I was just blown away at the work those advisors, Christy and some of the other folks in that team have been putting together. It's just remarkable. So a lot of great stuff, as Colleen was saying. So Colleen, let's see. You've got an article for us as well that you want to talk about.
Yeah, I actually missed this. We published this earlier this month. And it's from Yuri Kotliar. I hope I have said that correctly. He is co-founder and CEO of American Health Connection. The article is titled Better Patient Communication to Balance Your Approach to Deterring No-Show Appointments. So it's a great read about tackling the patient no-show problem in your clinics by striking a balance between strategic reminders and the usual no-show fees. He shares some really great tips like customizing reminders to fit each patient's style, making sure your team is ready to handle the responses, and using data to figure out the best ways to keep appointments on track. So it's super practical piece for any clinic looking to cut down on missed appointments and just making things smoother for everyone.
And as always,
you can find that article and others on the MGMA website, mgma.com/articles.
Go ahead. You've got more to go. Keep going.
No, it was just a reminder that we're always encouraging our members, you all, to write articles for us. You, as we always say, you run the organization. We want your input. So we can feature your articles on the website. You might be published in our MGMA Connections magazine, published quarterly. You can reach out to me directly if you like. My email address is cluckett, so that's C-L-U-C-K-E-T-T at mgma.com. If you have an idea, you can run it by me and we'll go from there. But yeah, please, we're always looking for you all to participate.
Okay. And everybody, Colleen was telling me before we signed on here that we're recording this on Wednesday, December 20th. We don't have those stat poll results from this week at the time of this recording, but by the time you get this, because I'm going to publish it on Friday, those numbers will be out there. If you are an MGMA stat subscriber, if you're a participant there and play a role in that voting, then you will have that information. We'll also have for you several of these links, including Colleen's email address, so you can get in touch with her. What am I missing? What else do you want to share with us there, Colleen?
We said short and sweet, and I think that's it. The poll this week, stat poll, was just about data collection. So we asked if you've added any data collection measures or improved any for your practice. So it'll be interesting to see. Fewer people, responded this week because of the holidays, I think,
right.
But it'll still be interesting to see those results. So.
Okay. Well, great. This is so cool, Colleen. How long have we been doing this now with you on the show? A couple of months?
Yeah.
I
feel like it's been, about a handful, less than 10, six, maybe six times.
10 weeks or not 10 months, no.
No, sorry, 10 times, 10 podcasts. Yeah,
so we've done several of these and hope y'all are enjoying this. We just thought that Colleen is developing all of this content along with Chris Harrop and lots of other people like Christy Good. And so Colleen is right in the thick of it, of managing it, posting these on the site. And so hope this new addition has been great for y'all. And I get to know with y'all kind of what's going on, because some of these times I know some of this content, and other times Colleen completely surprises me with new content that's out there, because there is so much new content on our new website. This has been an awesome year doing Week in Review. I believe it's our third year of doing Week in Review, and we're so glad to have Colleen as part of this now. So looking forward to 2024. We're going to have a lot more new content. Like Colleen said, if you've got content you want to share with us, send that directly to cluckett@mgma.com. As I've said, on the Ask MGMA side and that podcast, send things to advisor@mgma.com if you have a question you want that answered by Christy Good or our other experts. And if you want to appear on the podcast, send me an email, dwilliams@mgma.com. Would love to have you MGMA members on the podcast. So looking forward to that. Anything else you want to just a final goodbye or anything, Colleen?
Yeah, I think that's it. Daniel said, I hope everyone has a wonderful celebration. And if not, you know what? You have lots of podcasts Daniel has put out over the year. He can keep you company through the holidays. So if all else fails.
This is true. This is true. And we are taking next week off, but I have one podcast interview with one of our Future Five Award winners, honorees. And that's going to run Wednesday, December 27th. So until then, thanks again to Colleen Luckett. I'm Daniel Williams. Thanks to y'all for listening to the MGMA Podcast Network.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you like the work we're doing, please consider becoming an MGMA member. Learn more at mgma.com/membership. Are you tired of dealing with time-consuming processes and outdated strategies? It's time for a change. Introducing Laserfish, the leading platform for optimizing process automation and data analytics. With Laserfish, you can transform your organization into a technology-driven powerhouse, ready to tackle any disruption that comes your way. Laserfish allows you to strategically optimize workflow automation so you can revamp cost-inefficient initiatives across your organization. Free up your staff's time so they can focus on more meaningful work. So don't let outdated processes hold you back. Unlock the power of Laserfish and take control of your organization's future. Visit laserfish.com today and learn how it can help you achieve efficiency, resilience, and success. Again, go to laserfish.com.